Hi, my name is Amanda Seeholzer, and I am a financial counselor here at New England Federal Credit Union. I'd like to welcome you to our podcast, How to Recover from a Financial Setback. We've put together this program for you as a result of the recent economic disruptions that occurred in 2020. Let me say right from the start that whatever type of financial difficulty you may be going through, you are not alone. All across the country and the world, people from all walks of life and incomes have seen their lives turned upside down due to business closings, furloughs, layoffs, and lockdowns, and we're still feeling the effects today. Most people are unable to anticipate a crisis before it causes them financial hardship. In this case, even the experts didn't predict we'd experience the kind of turmoil that occurred. So remember, you're not alone, and even more important, that all of us here at the Credit Union are here to help you. In this podcast, we're going to share with you a method to organize a tactical monetary plan that will help bring your finances back into balance. This is the same type of guidance we would offer if we were to meet in person. So let's get started. You know the challenges you're facing, but what can you do about them? Grab a pen and paper, and let's dive into some details. We call this first part taking inventory. So you need to ask yourself some questions. Number one, what are your biggest financial priorities right now? Most likely, it is keeping a roof over your head, putting food on the table, making your car payments, and maybe even paying for childcare. Starting with these, take a moment to write down what your known expenses are each month. Also include reoccurring bills, such as your electric and gas bill, your phone, your cable, internet connection, credit card payments, and loans. Get it all down so you can see what your total obligations are each month. If you're still spending money on daily habits like coffee or lunch, write these down too. You can pause this recording while you do this. Okay, so chances are that's quite a list, but don't lose heart. The purpose of this podcast is to help you work through it. Moving on to number two, some of these bills are more important than others. You know which ones they are. The ones that ensure the safety and well-being of you and your family and your ability to earn income. We would typically label these expenses as needs versus something you want. So your mortgage or rent might be the first, your food bill the second, your ability to get to work, and so on. Assign an order to each expense by priority. Okay, number three. Are you behind on any bills? Put a star next to any bills that need your immediate attention. Those bills that are due or possibly past due, and include the total amounts. Now that you can see your total monthly obligations and any bills due, write down your current monthly income. For some of you, that may not be enough, which is why we are here. So that brings us to the next section, which is called taking action. The first thing you need to do is get caught up on any bills that are due. If you're having trouble making payments, you may be able to arrange a payment plan with your provider to lower the monthly amount. A good example would be a utility bill. Paying a little extra each month over time helps bring your account current without paying a large sum all at once. After all, the company would much rather be getting something from you rather than nothing, so get in touch with them and see what they can do to help you. Remember, choosing to ignore a bill that's due will impact your credit score, so contact your creditors to explore your options. At the same time, refrain from spending money on things you don't need. Once your finances are stable again, you can afford to go out to eat or buy that special coffee, but for now, consider yourself on a tight budget. Next, do you have any options to increase your income? Can you get a second job, for example? Or perhaps there's someone in your household who isn't working who could help pay the bills? Now's the time to start looking and to have those conversations. Is there a way for you to temporarily reduce your current obligations? For instance, review your insurance policies and utilities such as trash pickup or cable service? Is there an opportunity to save money by temporarily reducing services? These are just a few examples to conserve your money. As you start to pay down your debts, a good strategy is to pay off the lower amounts first. With each debt you pay off, you'll free up money to pay for other things. If you have any credit cards that have high balances or are maxed out, make it a priority to pay them down for a couple of reasons. to preserve your credit score and to have some availability should another unexpected circumstance happen. If you're unable to scrape up extra money each month and you still have good credit, a consolidation loan can be an option for you. There are many factors to consider when deciding to consolidate different types of debts, and our loan officers here at the credit union can help you review your options. Finally, you'll want to make sure you don't end up in the same situation again. We call this part building security for the future. To transition to a place of strength, you're going to need a safety net that will give you time to adapt to changing circumstances and build financial resilience. You'll want to start by establishing an emergency fund. Give yourself a target, say $1,000. This may not seem like a lot, but it's really more about changing your behavior to start a savings habit. You want to get away from the routine of living from paycheck to paycheck and spending everything you make. Now, a $1,000 emergency fund will be a good starting point while paying down debt, but after you've recovered, you'll want to build that savings up to be 3 to 6 months of your income. This way, if you have any future interruptions in your income or another emergency, you'll have a financial cushion to fall back on. If you're self-employed, you may want to aim on the higher side with 6 months as a buffer. Make sure you also have insurance, if you don't already, such as short and long-term disability insurance. If there's anyone depending on you, be sure to have life insurance to protect them. Saving money needs to be a lifelong priority, and don't stop once the crisis is over. Life is full of ups and downs, and you'll want to have a buffer to avoid as much future stress and anxiety as possible. So it's time to wrap this up. Now that you've identified your monthly obligations and what you owe, have eliminated any unnecessary spending, and have a plan to increase your household income, you'll truly be on the road to financial recovery. If you've tried all the things we talked about in this podcast and you find that you can't reduce your expenses enough or get the extra income you need, you may want to seek guidance from a financial counselor to customize a plan that will work for you. Talking with an expert is a good idea when navigating this process, so please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact us by phone at 1-800-400-8790 or email us at info@nefq.com. Also, remember that we offer many free financial education seminars and webinars, as well as a wide range of online courses, information, and tools that can help you. Visit our website at nefq.com to learn more. Finally, feel good about taking the right steps by planning for your future. It won't be long until you've restored your financial well-being. Thanks for listening, and take care.